martial arts. And my coach, he was really searching, even though he was a Muslim, because the country I'm coming from, it's all Muslim. And I was really, he brought the children Bible, basically, after training. He said, if you really want to stay after training and read the Bible, you're welcome to come. But you know, for Muslims, it's really forbidden to read the Bible. You have freedom here to read your Bible. No one will persecute you, but there you will be in trouble. And especially if you're Muslim. And I was like, oh, it's a forbidden book. How come he's offering to read the Bible? And I was so fascinated by the picture. As a children's Bible have a lot of illustration and pictures. But in Quran, it's no illustration, no pictures. And I was like, oh, I was fascinated, captivated, because we are such a visionary generation, that I was captivated by the beautiful pictures of the Bible. I was like, I just want to search it out for myself. Why is forbidden? And basically, I didn't tell to my parents and to my family or friends, anyone. I was just hiding and reading a Bible. And I just want to search it out, and I couldn't put it down. But when you get to know the truth sets you free. And my friend, she had a New Testament as well. We were hiding when they're trying to play, the kids. We were just hiding and reading the Bible. I was really hungry for truth. And the truth really set me free. But because we didn't have, during the war, electricity, sometimes we had it. And we was flipping the channels, and I saw that cartoon. And it was Jesus' cartoon about Superbook. And all the miracles that Jesus performed. And I was really captivated as a child to the beautiful miracles that Jesus performed. And I want a miracle in my life. And what happened, I was one random day in our streets was like continue war going on. It's war went years. And it was really, in this moment, a devastation and oppression and depression. So much death. Random guys brought a movie and they set up and... We said, we're going to die anyway. Let's go watch a movie. And we didn't know, that had a clue what movie we're going to watch. But guess what movie was it? It was Jesus film. And I was so touched by the Jesus film that I was weeping and I was sobbing. And I came home and I was bombarding my father with the questions saying, Jesus couldn't be only a prophet. Look, he opened the blind eyes. He opened the deaf ear. He made the paralyzed walk. And he actually, look, he raised the dead, and he's actually risen from the dead. Compared to Muhammad, his grave is still in Mecca, but his grave is empty. How come? It's like, I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I was searching, and I was just asking questions of my dad, and I was saying, he couldn't be only a prophet, because for Muslims, Jesus is only a prophet. And I said, he's more than a prophet. As a childlike language I had at that time, I was telling to my dad, he's my superhero. And my dad actually said to me, Jesus, actually, he's the greatest prophet even for Muslims. I was like, really? Tell me about it. And he's like, he actually gonna come as a judge second time. And second coming of Jesus, every Muslim is expecting to come him as a judge. And I was really, in this moment, I was really stirred up to really search about Jesus. Who is he? And my dad gave me a blessing, but he didn't have a clue what he's giving a blessing to. But praise the Lord for his favor, being a youngest, a baby of the family, love is his love. But praise the Lord. And what happened? I started...